The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome you all to this morning's service as we gather around God's holy word and offer our prayer and praises to Him on this sixth midweek Wednesday in Lent. Today's focus will be on the last ordinary, the fifth ordinary, the Agnus Dei, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. The best way to follow along is to place your bulletin at the back of your pinnacle. Simply go to the page indicated. Please stand, the bells will call us to worship.
Has
and Aaron in the land of Egypt. This month shall be for you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year for you. Tell all the congregation of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. If the household is too small for a lamb, that he and his nearest neighbor shall take according to the number of persons, according to what each can eat, you shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill their lambs at twilight. Then they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roast it, its head and its legs and its inner parts. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. In this manner you shall eat it, with your belt fastened, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. Then Moses called all of the elders of Israel and said to them, go and select lambs for yourselves and according to your clans, and kill the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and touch the lintel on the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. None of you shall go out of the door of this house until the morning, for the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your houses to strike you. You shall observe this rite as a statute for you and for your sons forever. And when you come to the land that the Lord will give you, as he has promised, you shall keep this service. And when your children say to you, what do you mean by this service? You shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover. For he has passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt, when he struck the Egyptians, but spared our houses. And the people bowed their heads and worshipped. O Lord, have mercy on us. A reading from St. John, the first chapter. The next day, he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness. I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, he on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God. The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, behold, the Lamb of God. O Lord, have mercy on us.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If I were to ask you this morning who said these words, please raise your hand if you know them. Let my people go. Do you know who that is? Who isn't? Seth. Speak up. Moses, the prophet of God. He said those words. Let's say them together. Let my people go. Now I'm going to sing something to you, and I want you to sing it back. Let my people go. Can you sing that? Let my people go. All right, now I'm going to sing a phrase. And when I point to you, I want you to sing that. When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. One more. The Lord told Moses what to do. Let my people go. To lead the children Israel through, let my people go. 9 times Moses went into Egypt to say to Pharaoh, let my people go. And when Moses didn't listen, God sent plague after plague after plague. First of all, turning the water into blood. Next, sending a plague of frogs. Then gnats and flies and pestilence on the livestock and boil and hail and locusts and darkness. The people of God watched as God performed these wonders. His power over nature, especially over the gods of Egypt, one by one he humbled them, as Moses said, let my people go. And there was a last plague that God had set, that he would also send not only upon Egypt, but also Israel. The children of Israel would become active participants in this plague. Their faith would be put into action. For on this night, the last and the greatest plague would be a night of death. And not just a little death. All of the firstborn sons of the land of Egypt would die this night. He told Moses to go to Pharaoh and say, let my people go. Maybe that's Pharaoh. Pharaoh had 9 chances to avoid this fate. Now God would turn the tables. But there was a way of rescue for the people of God. It was the blood of a Passover lamb. The blood of the lamb would cause death to pass over. So at twilight, the children of Israel were to slaughter a lamb and paint their doors a little bit on the top, a little bit on the bottom, and a little bit on each side. Can you do that with me, boys and girls? What did I just make? A cross. God was foreshadowing what he would do through his people by his son on the cross. That very night, as the angel of death saw the blood, he would pass over those that had their doors marked with the blood of the Lamb. If you listen very closely in our New Testament reading this night, you heard John, this morning, if you heard it very closely, you heard John the Baptist say something very profound. He pointed to Jesus and he said, behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world. God chose his firstborn son, God of God, light of light, to sacrifice his blood on the cross, not only for the children of Israel, but for you and me and for the sins of the entire world. The Lamb of God's blood shed on the cross would mark us free from sin, death, and the power of the devil. The church has been proclaiming those very words ever since John the Baptist spoke them. O Christ, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. you haven't noticed it before, we sing those words every Lord's Day, right before we receive his very body and blood shed on the cross, now poured out for us in with and under bread and wine to wash away our sins and make us his children. Yes, in this holy sacrament, death passes over. And that is why the pastor says at the end of the communion liturgy, the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen, preserve, and keep your bodies and souls in the one true faith to life everlasting. That is what we confess in this fifth ordinary called the Agnus Dei, to remember and to teach us that we too participate in this Passover, death Passovering us and giving us his eternal victory. We sing that hymn boldly and clearly. And to conclude this sermon, I would like you to sing it with me. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, that takest away the sin of the world, grant us thy peace. Peace in our troubled world, peace in our troubled lives, peace in every time of trouble and need. Grant us thy peace, O Lord, that our souls may rest in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through faith to Christ Jesus, to life everlasting. Amen. We continue with the canticle on page 238.
Salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power. And grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you.